So there's a relegation showdown on the cards on Sunday between Waterford and Galway and Ballinasloe. The winner will stay in Division 1 for 2025, while the loser will join already relegated Cork in Division 2. And delighted to say I have Deisha manager Pat Sullivan and forward Lucy O'Shea here in our Dungarvan studios to chat about this one. Pat, first of all, in terms of training, we all know about the atrocious weather conditions we've had over the past couple of weeks. In terms of pitches, where are you at the moment?
Yeah, we're doing all the training based in Dungarvan. Very, very lucky. Club has been really good to us. We've missed no session over the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, which is it's just brilliant because we have obviously the flip between the Astro and the main field itself. But yeah, very lucky to have it. And as I said, when you see even, I think it was RMA I was reading that last week, they couldn't even train before the senior game in the league. So we can't have lessons. We have the flexibility here in Dungarvan.
Yeah. Like, how good have the Dungarvan club been to you over the years, Pat?
Oh, it's been amazing to have. And we've got a lot of, I suppose, our promotion off ladies football over the last couple of years through the club, off big games there, even when we didn't have access to Farrer Field. And we looked like the Meath and the Dublins of the world, we welcomed there. And Mayo last year as well in Galway. So, like, to have National League games at home and not give up them venues and have the flexibility to do that in Dungarvan, regardless of the conditions or whatever it is, we're very lucky. And the club has been amazing to us.
Obviously, this is not a situation that any team wants to be in, fighting relegation. Pat, like, how would you rate this year's league campaign overall?
Overall, I think the league has been really good to us. We've played, I think it's 31 players have played across the league games now, and we're trying to develop the panel. And look, one of our learnings from last year was trying to build a stronger panel due to picking up injuries. And we looked at last year, not having the availability of Karen McGrath for the first round of the Munster Championship, which was massive, to lose Megan Dunford after a couple of minutes. So you just need to know that you have players that have played the league and have an opportunity to, let's say, build yourself into the capability of playing senior level. And Lucy, knowing from that, from this year coming into a setup like that, it takes its time and you need game time to do that. And there's no point springing someone in the championship that hasn't got league time. So yeah, the league overall has been really good to us. And if I look at the league from, I suppose, inside the camp, we've seen it. Look, we've lost games by 2 and 3 points and played really well, exceptionally well against Dublin and exceptionally well against Meath as well. Got everything right today against Cork and got a great result there. So look, that shows where we are. But unfortunately as well, the Galway game is massive. Why? Because we need 3 more points just to be safe in Division 1 football for next year and concentrate then 2 weeks later in the Cork game championship.
Lucy, turning to yourself, you were on with Nigel recently on the ball. This is your first year on the panel. How have you found that experience so far?
Yeah, no, it's been great now. It's good being back with the girls and back with the management and back with Pat and everything. I'm enjoying it, and it's a big step up from club, but I'm really, really enjoying it now and the way it's going.
And were you involved with Waterford underage teams in the past?
Yeah, I would have been involved for under 14, under 16 and for minor a little bit as well.
And are the same players still there and on the senior panel now, Lucy?
Yeah, the majority of the girls, it's nearly all the same players, so it's good to be back with them and back socialising and having that like community back again together. Like, it's really, really nice.
Who does Pat have you marking in training over recent months?
It would be Emma Murray and Kate McGrath. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good marking them. They're tough. Two girls to be marking now, to be fair.
Yeah, two pretty tough customers. Yeah. Like, how frustrating has it been over the past couple of weeks, Lucy, like losing out by a kick of a ball to both Dublin and Mayo?
It's tough now to watch because you know that we have the capability, but it's just coming down to the bare, like the small little margins. But we've been very clinical now in training and we've been really pushing on and we've been really focusing on what we need to get right for the Galway game.
And have you worked with the men beside you there in the past?
Oh, I have, yeah, with club from since I was the age of 10, maybe 10, 11. I've been playing alongside Pat, so it's good now to be back and back listening to him and doing what he says.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Pat, why did you draft in Lucy to the panel this year?
Yeah, in fairness, I wouldn't all the club games. I would obviously know Lucy from old. We were very lucky to collect a fail All-Ireland with Lucy in under 14 in Cork at the time. Massive talent, just... I think even from a club over maybe for a couple of years, you're kind of coming and going, and then came back and really put her head down last year. And what I really saw in the club, I really liked, and straight away went after Lucy to see would she be able to give the commitment, number one, and it is a big commitment, and in fairness she has, and she really put her head down on the physical side of it from the gym, done a lot of work in November, December and January in the gym, and starting to really show now, which is great. And Lucy's come on the last couple of games and she's trying to break into that starting 15 now, and she's going very close to that at the moment.
Speaking about players coming back into the squad, Pat, how much of a boost is it to have Annie Fitzgerald back involved?
Yeah, it's massive. Look, Annie brings a lot of experience to the squad, and And he's a girl that won't get upset or worried about any game. Every game is just the same to her. Takes everything in her stride, which is great to have. And yeah, looking forward to just getting her back up to that level of fitness now over the coming weeks. And she'll be a massive addition in definitely in the next couple of weeks for us, because I think within 6 weeks we're going to play 5 games now. So it's going to come ticking hard. So we'll need everyone on the panel. And as I said, Annie has the massive experience that we have and was a top-class player for us last year. She carries the ball really well. She causes defence a lot of trouble when she's on the ball, and she's low gravity as well on the ball, and make sure that the only way you'll stop her is Fowler. So that's going to be a big addition to us, yeah.
Lucy, can I ask you about your Dungarvan teammate, Lauren McGregor? She's still banging in the goals, 5 so far in this year's league, 2 against Mayo last time out. What makes her such a dangerous threat in front of goal?
Everything. Like, she's a left leg and a right leg. She's a very good player, like, on and off the ball. You never know what she's thinking, but she's a very good goal scorer and very good at everything she does, I feel. And it's good to be playing alongside her again, because I haven't played along with Lauren now in a couple of years with club and county. Like, she's obviously so committed to county. And then you'd only see her towards the end of the games, but it's brilliant to be back playing alongside her.
Pat, have you any injuries to report in the camp ahead of Sunday?
Breed McMahon won't make it. Picked up an injury in the college finals, so she'll be off a couple of weeks. But she's working hard on the way back. Ava Warren won't make it back in a year, probably another 2 weeks, and she'll be back in the squad as well. So they're the major two at the moment. That won't be available for Sunday.
You've been there or thereabouts in all the games in this year's league, Pat. How can you turn those narrow losses into a victory this weekend?
Yeah, we have, and I think, not to get too over much analysing on it, it's more for us is the positive we have is we're creating a lot of scores. We're defending really well. There's probably, looking back at it, that's for ourselves, there's probably maybe a goal per game or maybe 2 points per game that we can eliminate by a little bit more on our own process and sticking to that. Obviously, the big part as well is we need to probably up the winning of frees and up the execution of them. So they're small margins again. But we can buy 1 or 2 points in that area, buy 1 or 2 points on our defensive side of our process to make sure that we lock out teams, that we don't give them the amount of chances that we're getting on the other side, and be more clinical on the other side. Besides that, it's just stick to what we're doing. Our process is really good for us. We've really got players have bought into it, and more importantly, we do know we have the bench, we have the players, we have the pace, which is something that probably has really helped us this year. We're lightening across our execution off from the backs to the forwards. That'll be the key come Sunday, because again, Galway are a team, they are struggling to get points on the board as well. So that's something that'll come down to now. It'll be a fine margin between both. Whoever just shots up on one side will win.
Lucy, away from the football field, what do you work at right now?
I work with adults with intellectual disabilities. I'm actually based out in Carrigley, so it's a tough job, and then coming into training, but it really clears your head, and it's nice coming in and kind of nearly forgetting about the work side of it and just focusing on like the football and just getting into the mix of it all.
And then what does that role involve day to day, we'll say?
In work, I would just be in day service, and I'd be one-to-one with one boy, and then he'd be like in a group with 5 others, and we just more so like teaching life skills, basically just trying to get them ready for community life and stuff like that.
How rewarding is a job like that?
Oh, it's very, very rewarding. I really, really enjoy it. I've been doing it now 3 years. It's tough, very challenging, but like you just take the small wins. It's a big battle, but you just take the small wins every day.
Well, we wish you every success with that, Lucy, and as well as your exploits on the field. Lucy O'Shea and Pat Sullivan, thanks a million for joining me on the show this evening.
Thanks, Moss.
Thanks very much.
That's all for this week's show. Nigel Kelly will be back with On The Ball on Saturday from 12 midday. And stay tuned to WLR across the weekend for updates on the under-20 hurlers and both Daisha football teams. Thanks a million for your company, as always. Slánga fóill.
Lorne Na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.